This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Look, lefties, I already know. You don't have to send me any more notes, nasty grams, whatever. Trump is stupid. Yeah, he's stupid, isn't he? And he's crazy, too, isn't he? He's crazy like a fox. Oh, why do I chuckle? I chuckle because the left never learn. They will not learn. They are dyed in the wool, married to their ideology. And until they, I don't know what it takes to wake them up. Yeah, that's why we love when lefties make the transition and become conservatives. We love it because it's like doing an alien autopsy. So what made you think the way that you used to think, Sheriff Clark? Why would you have ever voted Democrat? Well, I'll tell you what, and this, that, and the other. And it's funny because I'll use Sheriff Clark as an example. I think he's a great guy. But he's gotten a lot of press, maybe because he's got the goatee and he's a big, strong-looking dude. I don't know. But he's gotten a lot of press on being a Democrat that saw the light. And I think that it's kind of like I say to the Trump early adopters, I give you more credit. The Johnny-come-latelys, like myself and others, we came on and we helped. But you guys saw it. And there's something to be said for that. Now, me as a conservative in general, there's something to be said for a kid who never bought into the leftist ideology and the Democrats. Never. But I don't get, I'm not up there meeting with the president. I've met him a couple times, and I'm not up there sitting with him every day and taking pictures and blah, blah, blah. I'm the guy that's behind the scenes still talking smack to lefties, missing out on a lot of good dinners. But I don't want to lament those that get it. But I'm just saying there's something to be said for being bold early on, right? And I'll give credit where credit is due. You people that saw it, Robert Davi and I had a conversation at CPAC. And he looked at me and said, I told you. I said, look, man, what do you want me to say? You are exactly right. You knew exactly what was going to happen because of the way, the way things work out. Congratulations. He rubbed it in a little bit. But, these lefties, they think Trump's stupid. They think he's a radical, that he's crazy. And you gotta love watching him work. The boldness. That's our theme today is boldness. Let's just start with the media. The fact that Donald Trump pushes back on the media. He pushes back on anything that he's a misogynist or whatever. He did this with women. Shut up. You're fake news. In case you didn't realize, here's another fake story. Oh, they're looking into my finances with Deutsche Bank. Fake. All the information that led up to the FBI Russia gate thing, fake. In fact, General Flynn's probably going to get off because all the things leading to this chain of evidence of him where he lied to the FBI, which I don't know why he would have done it anyway, but all of that information, gone. It's all fake. And we're learning that. We've watched the media torpedo itself time and time again because they want to get to Trump. And all the guy does is he's got the truth on his side, the majority of the time, or he's getting results. They're not used to seeing results. Think about everything that Donald Trump has done that were bold moves. When he decided he was going to take on trade. And people are like, well, that's trade. What you know about trade? We're supposed to be part of this big thing called TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And how are we going to, what's he talking about getting rid of NAFTA and all that's all good for us? Yeah, that's why we got over $500 billion trade deficit. Can you imagine if we got $500 billion back into this economy, into American businesses, and our trade deficit went to zero? I don't know what it is right now, but here's what I'll tell you. It's lower. It's lower than what it was. If he saved us $100 billion, it's $100 billion less than we had before and over, as they like to do in politics, over a 10-year period. That's $1 trillion. And if, for those doing the math, if he saved us $200 billion over a 5-year period, that's a trillion dollars. Oops, almost messed up. That's just in trade. Donald Trump goes to Saudi Arabia, brings back a $350 billion trade deal. Goes to Asia, brings up a $250 billion trade deal. Let me do the math. That's $600 billion of new business into America. And he gets the Chinese to lower tariffs on multiple products. So now we've got trade deals open, you know, for products to go ship to overseas and even out that trade deficit. And nobody said a word. You can't find it in regular media. They're like, well, what? I didn't see anything. That's huge. Huge. He made Canada, we stopped using their lumber. We're doing American lumber. And Canada's mad. Donald Trump's like, we have an $11 billion trade deficit with you. Where are we going to fix this? Mexico, they're on notice. You already know about China. So all these different things are being addressed, legitimately so, and the media says nothing. And I could go on. What about illegal immigration? Way down. Not only are they capturing, you know, they're actually enforcing the border laws, but the Mexicans are going, you know, it's not worth it. Because even if you get there, they're cracking down on you when you're there. It's not like it used to be. You can't be out in the open as much. How many of these La Raza, you know, these anti-immigration things have you seen in a while? You haven't seen very many, have you? Because they've been put on notice. These are bold moves. When Donald Trump made the comment that, look, you got people coming over the border who are sex trafficking, who are bringing drugs, allowing terrorism, whatever. He's a Mexican. He hates Mexicans. Yeah. And Donald Trump said, call it what you want. What I love, he goes, I don't care who you tell me who I hate. He goes, let me tell you who I love. Americans. See, the left are so fixated on, we'll make it to where he hates Mexicans. Now, I don't hate Mexicans. I can guarantee you I don't. And grew up around them. My kids are Mexican. So people can talk about me all they want. But I'll tell you this. I know who I love. You can tell me all the people I hate. He's a hater. Okay, fine. I'm ignoring that. But I know who I love. You know, Chesterton, I think I'm paraphrasing, but he says it's not what the battle is or who you're facing over there, what the fight is. But he says it's you're fighting for the people behind you that you love. More on this when we come back. I'll take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Radio Show.
Agreement with the Palestinian people must preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish state with secure, recognized, defensible borders. And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
Welcome back, everybody. Obama says that, and yet he did nothing. He snubbed Netanyahu time and time again. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. And look, I'll tell you, to look at, that's a compare and contrast Barack Obama and Donald Trump, it's just a joke to do it. There's boldness with Donald Trump. There's nothing but fear and poll checking of the leftists with Barack Obama. Nothing but that. A friend of mine was telling me a wealthy friend of his who knew Chicago politics very well, was big in with the unions and made his business with the unions, said in 2008 that America would be crazy to elect this guy that he knew who was intrinsic to the unions and really working the system. And he said his name is Barack Obama, and he said he was dangerous. The guy has passed away since. But he was intrinsic to the Chicago unions, and I don't know exactly what his business was, but, you know, he wasn't exactly the cleanest guy on the planet. But he said, let me tell you something. You want to know a dirty guy? Is this guy coming up in Chicago politics. His name is Barack Obama. This was before Obama declared to be president. Donald Trump, bold. What did he say he was going to do? He said he's going to wipe ISIS off the face of the earth. You hear much about ISIS? Yeah, they're taking credit for a lot. I know they're scheming. Remember when I told you Donald Trump went to Saudi Arabia, gets his $350 billion package for military. And I said to you, that's Donald Trump's warning to the world. You're going to protect yourself from terrorism, not us, number one. You're going to pay for it. And the second part of the equation is, if you don't do what you're supposed to do in the way of terror, then we're going to not allow you to be part of our marketplace. And what's happened in Saudi Arabia? You guys aware of the big changes that are going on there? Well, they've been arresting people. The young Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has taken his riskiest gamble yet with the stunning arrest of top princes, military officers, government officials, influential businessmen. He's draining his own swamp. You want to know why? Because those guys have been sponsors of terror. They've been undermining the Saudi government, working with Iran. You hearing a whole lot about Iran? You will be. Trust me, it's on the list. But Donald Trump is saying, everybody wants me to go confront Iran directly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to confront them indirectly. I'm going to make the Middle East fix its own mess. Because you know why? I don't have enough knowledge about how to fix their mess. But here's what I will do. I'll start the... If Iran thinks they can be the sponsors of terror, I'll be the sponsors of peace. I will make Jerusalem... what do they call it? The capital? I'm going to move our embassy there. And you know what's happening? The world is starting to respond. Other countries. You know what? We're going to go ahead and follow the bold move of Donald Trump. Don't you love that? When I tell you the United States is the group of people, we're the country who sets the pace of the world. And I want you to think about everything that's going on right now. Make America great again. He went to Poland. Make Poland great again. And Donald Trump is do it. Love it. Love that you want to make China great. You want to make this and great. But you know what? We can all be great. And we can all work together. It's like a team of athletes, and all of them are good. Do you want a team of, you know, you're on a football team, and you go, yeah, our center kind of sucks, but the rest of us are pretty good. Or, no, we've only got a great quarterback, but our receivers have T-Rex hands, you know, our alligator hands. You want everybody great. And then the team is great. Everybody wins. If your team wins a Super Bowl, and you're part of that team, everybody on that team and the contract negotiations to follow makes more money. Why? It's not a tough concept. You know what you think about in terms of world potential for the world? Think about the number of people in the world and how many of them live in squalor. But what they could be if they were all productive, if they all wanted, you know, new clothes, if they all wanted the goods and services, and we were trading all over the world, and every country in Africa had manufacturing of its products and its services, and they generated electricity for themselves, and their currency was stable, and they had a stable government. Imagine that. Every country, just Africa, the continent of Africa. Imagine that for Central America. Where, you know, people are actually shopping at Kohl's or JCPenney or whatever. Or they've got their own equivalent and we're cross-marketing to one another. We have untapped potential in this world that is amazing. Everybody could have a TV if you want that. I mean, I wouldn't. If I lived in Africa, I would be out, you know, in the bush leading safaris every day or doing something like that. Why would I watch TV? I don't need to watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom when I got it right there. I'd be on the internet with my own show. Anyway, I want to go back to Saudi Arabia. So the government wants to eliminate corruption. Potential rivals of Prince Mohammed, known as the MBS, the son of King Solomon. And he also wants to usher in a form of democracy. Saudi right now is going, look, we got to bring oil's going away. We got to bring tourism. We got to have people wanting to come here. We have to take a different stance. Bold move by this guy. By the way, the guy he got rid of, one of the princes he arrested, is an anti-Trumper. The guy who took over is a pro-Trump guy. And you don't think this man knows what he's doing? What he did is he took bold leadership and he said, it's my time to do this and I'm going to follow Donald Trump. I'm going to follow America. I know it makes sense. They said, most stunning in the arrest of 11 princes and 38 officials and businessmen are the detentions of two sons of the late King Abdullah. Prince Matib bin Abdullah had headed the powerful National Guard. Prince Turki bin Abdullah was once governor of the capital of Riyadh. The two, both cousins of the crown prince, were considered the favorites of King Abdullah, who ruled until his death in January of 2015, when his half-brother, King Salman, was crowned monarch. I think the biggest takeaway from all of this, folks, is very simple. Donald Trump has changed the face of the Middle East in two moves. Jerusalem and what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is going to fight Iran to make sure that the terrorism doesn't spread. And what a strategic move to do this. I mean, what can I say? This, I don't want to say genius yet, but certainly a good move.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I fully appreciated until this evening how really important it was for Donald Trump to win. If Hillary Clinton had won, none of this would have surfaced. They just would have kept covering up all the corruption. And they would have just kept taking care of themselves. So the very fact that you have this disruptive figure in the White House, all of us are learning some pretty horrifying things about how sick the system is, how sick the entire process is, in ways I would have thought were impossible. I mean, I have the greatest respect for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it is astonishing to me that you could have people at the top who are this corrupt, this profoundly dishonest. The second thing that struck me, listening actually to your opening monologue, if you take what General Flynn is accused of, and then you take virtually anything Hillary's done. I mean, 33,000 deletions of emails without any kind of approval. Having a totally inappropriate server that was totally outside the State Department rules. I mean, just go down the list. Any one of her things would certainly have at least matched what they're accusing General Flynn of.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Profoundly criminal these people are. And Newt Gingrich, you cannot overstate how crooked the Democrats are. And what's funny about it is they think the Democrats live in this thing where they go, no, nobody sees us. They don't see what we're doing. No, they're too stupid. And it's funny when you get to the level of elitism and cockiness that these people have. They are just going along with blinders. Oh, no, they don't understand. They don't really believe Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a crook. They don't believe that Donna Brazile is a crook and gave information to Hillary Clinton on, you know, the debate. And the DNC colluded against all those candidates. Oh, no, they don't believe that Hillary Clinton's crooked foundation really does all the things that they say. No, they don't believe that Barack Obama did everything within his power to, you know, to subvert the system by spying on Americans and trying to ruin Donald Trump and so on and so forth. No, we're just moving along our fat little dumb way. Didn't mean to pick on fat people, but I'm just saying, you know, just boop-a-doo, we're bumping along. I wasn't picking on fat people. Be quiet. My grandmother would say fat, dumb, and happy, meaning you've eaten a lot. You know, they've stuffed you, and you're just, okay, whatever, till the next meal. That's what I was implying. I have no problem with the porkers, the corpulent, the cherubs, whatever you want to call yourselves. And of course, there'll be some new terminology that's offensive that I can't use some other word. Call us foodly challenged or something. Anyway, Donald Trump's a rock star. And this is his election was important on so many levels, and you can't I couldn't say it enough. Thank all of us, right? Thank us. Bigger, what's more important is in 2018 the Democrats are delusional. They still believe everything's good. They got to replace some people, Franken and Conyers and many others that are going to have to be replaced. I'm just telling you, the shoe is going to continue to fall. Don't make no mistake about this, people. You think that it's the people you know about, but there are other people out there who are under fire. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Wait until that list comes out of the people who've been paid off because of sexual assault. Wait until you find out the number of people who got money, your tax dollars, because of Elizabeth Warren's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was nothing more than an attack on capitalism. You know what that group was for? It was to intimidate companies. It was bigger and badder than the IRS ever hoped to be. It was going to levy crazy fines on people. You didn't meet this quota. You didn't meet this thing. You're not a good steward of this, that, and the other. It was all about progressivism. You didn't pay your carbon tax. You didn't do this, that, and all leftist nonsense. And the reason they hate it is because that person was so powerful. Rick Mulvaney, that thing, they don't need a chairman of it. They don't need a head of it. They need to shut it down. That's what we should be asking for. Shut it down. Should never see the light of day. We have all kinds of consumer protections. I'm telling you, I'm going to make a note of that. We must shut down the CFPB. Period. Donald Trump knows it. That's why he put Rick Mulvaney in head of it. He can move Rick to somewhere else. We need to be. I'm just telling you, this was a group that could do whatever it wanted to you. The president couldn't even do anything about that guy. We need to get Congress to disband that group immediately. Or we make their lives so miserable by passing all this amazing pro-capitalist stuff that they go, we got to shut it down. And we go, okay, great, no problem, let's shut it down. With our stuff in place, of course. But I want to go back to Donald Trump. What a week. It's funny, I look back on the good and the bad weeks and whatever. Oh, Donald Trump, he's under fire from Mueller. They just put a special prosecutor. They just did this. And then the left will come out. He's in bad shape. He's going to be impeached. And, you know, of course, they've done articles of impeachment. Al Green, another sexual harasser. He's out there. You know, blah. I'm just telling you, what a week for Donald Trump. What a week. If you, and I've explained some of it in the broadcast, but when you look at what this guy's been able to accomplish in a year, it's mind-blowing. Now, admittedly, what diminishes it a bit is Trump will come out and say himself, here's what I've done. Here's what I've been able to accomplish. And you know, it rubs everybody the wrong way when you're going to be your own wingman. But the problem is, he doesn't have a wingman. See, we need to be that. We have to be more, here it is, look at these, you know, and boy, don't dare compare and contrast because, and I talk about this often, but we do need to compare and contrast. We need to stick it in the faces of the left. Barack Obama creates, Donald Trump creates 1 million jobs in a year. Barack Obama loses 4 million in a year. Donald Trump, deficit after 1 year is whatever, or debt. Barack Obama debt after 1 year. Deficit, this, blah, 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 whatever it may be. And just compare them. Even if it's bad, like for example, Trump asked for a bigger number than Obama. Tell him. He's spending more money than Obama. I don't like it, but he is. Government's grown. Now, wait till next time when he's cutting that. One of my friends gave Trump a D. Say, give him a 60 because of his foreign policy. And I'm looking at this dude like, you must be crazy, man. ISIS on the run. And why? Because now the Saudis are involved in it. I just talked about the Saudi takeover and what that means. The actual king who was appointed now is pro-Trump versus the one who hated Trump. And what's that done? Trump says, okay, 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, I give you Jerusalem to Israel. What are you going to do about it? Now, because now he's saying to them, you got to handle your own scandals. We're not going to do it. But before that, we're going to tell you who we support. We support Jerusalem. Now let's go at it. Let's have at it. So terror's on the run. He got his travel ban. The left, they were celebrating. Man, he didn't get his travel ban. You know, racism, you know, loses. Racism, this, that, and the other. Same travel ban as Obama, but not racist. But now he gets it. And he gets it in a perfect time when he's doubling down on all this stuff. And then you start looking at the numbers. It is astounding. And it isn't just like, okay, let's do a temporary fix on the numbers to make them look good, which is what Obama would do. He ran things like, it's election time, let's go make everything look good. If Donald Trump, in theory, he should stop right now and just let the stock market hang at 24,000, right? And then come 2018 around, you know, August, June, July, August, boom, it starts running. And then it runs up to 26,000 and, you know, a few more jobs. He doesn't care. He's like, man, let her rip. You shouldn't be working to some quarterly thing or some annual thing. You just let the economy do what it do, baby. So what do we have with him doing this? Record unemployment, low unemployment. Let's be clear there. Record low unemployment. Record high consumer, you know, index. Consumer confidence. Everybody believes in this new economy. That's the difference. Countries. Or companies, I should say, coming back to America to manufacture, to look at solutions, to put in innovation centers in the same, and such, you know, that type of stuff. I could go on. This is great news. Tax reform, when that's done, and I'm just telling you, there's a nail being put in the coffin of the left. And there's only one way to look at this, conservatives, is with exuberance. And let me tell you why. The left told you how stupid Donald Trump was. They told you he was incapable. Orrin Hatch said he's the best president I've served under. You want to know why? He's decisive. He's bold and decisive. The left don't know how to handle bold and decisive and competent. That's their problem.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about Donald Trump just confounding the left at every turn. Boldness, boldness, boldness. How do you teach? You know, well, it's funny how when you think about the women's movement, what do they tell women? Be bold. Get out there, do something. We raise young boys to be bold because that's the unfortunate thing is young boys grow up being challenged, not just mentally but physically. If somehow young boys stopped being challenged and little girls were getting beat up all the time, they would become the better athletes. we would suddenly find ourselves in an evolutionary process of switching roles. The reason why you see a lot of boxers who are minority kids is because they grow up fighting. And they figure, why not make a buck? I'm just saying, that's how it works out. Yeah, there are white boxers. White kids grow up bad environments and want to fight or have to fight. And you see them every now and then, but per capita, boxers are minorities. In America, they are. Few Mexicans, I mean, a lot of, obviously, you know, Latinos box all over the world. When boxers from all over the world, just to put it in perspective, are from the poor. It's hardly ever a rich kid is a fighter. I can't think of one. Hardly ever. It's a kid who grew up in an orphanage, he grew up in a foster care, his parents abandoned him, raised by poor folks, whatever. It's hardly ever wealthy. Think about the correlation of what I'm just telling you there. The fighters come from dire straits. That's not to say that people don't have a fighting spirit that come from wealth, but it's not like something they find early. It's not like they're challenged to understand it. Little kids like me that grew up, let me give you my life when I was a kid. So I'd go to school, come home. At five, six years old, I walked to school, my elementary school. And I tell this story every now and then. One time I was coming home, my cousin and his best friend, who were in a grade higher than I was in the first grade, they were in the second grade, they double-teamed me. They jumped me to double-team me. And I beat the crap out of both of them. Was I scared? Yeah. But it was fight or flight, and I wasn't going to run. So I walked up and I punched Brian right in his face. Bam! And he started crying. And then my cousin was like, yeah, you hit my best friend. Bam! I hit him too. And when I looked up, I had two second graders crying in the middle of the street. I'll never forget, there's a little bridge we crossed over going home. And occasionally when the water wasn't flowing very much, we would go down in there and jump up and come up the other side just for shiggles. But anyway, I was beating it home, because they told me they were going to beat me up. I didn't even know why. So I was walking home fast, and then they ran in front of me and decided to fight. So I wasn't going to run then. I just said, okay, if we got to fight, then guess what? I'm going to fight. And I beat both of them up. And that was the beginning, because right after that, I started taking martial arts, started taking karate. Not for any reason. Not because, I beat them up, or I thought it was just like, wow, they're offering it for free. I'll do it. I always had a fascination with it, so I did it. But my point is that we're fighters. When you come from those dire straits, you're a fighter. Interestingly, Donald Trump has that same mentality. That's why the dude is such an enigma. I can say that I'm black. He confounds the left because they're not used to guys at that level fighting.
They're used to them sort of taking the Marcus of Queensbury. Listen, we need to play fair here. We need to be everyone. Let's comport ourselves as gentlemen.
And Trump's like, oh no, you didn't. And he just goes and starts punching. And the left don't get it. And you gotta love it. Things that they think they've won. Oh, we stopped the travel ban. I told you guys on this. Don't make us go find the clips. Go look for that clip. Go look for the clip. Don't make us find the clip where I said to you guys, it's a temporary win for the left.
Obamacare, woo, it's not repeal. Where's your repeal?
It's a temporary win for you.
The travel ban, whatever.
Did I already say that? Maybe I did. Anyway, it doesn't matter what they think they've won. They haven't won anything. Good luck with that. He is cleaning the swamp. I was talking to some guy the other day, one of my radio buddies. He says, Kevin, it's funny. The swamp is cleaning itself. I said, the swamp's not cleaning itself. Don't take that away from Donald Trump. The swamp is being cleaned. The reason why Al Franken was made to step down, he didn't want to. Look at this, what he said.
It wasn't really, I don't feel like I did anything. I didn't do that. It was during a different time period, whatever.
You heard his excuses. I don't need to play the clip. But he doesn't believe he should be out. He said, I felt like I could make a change. I was ready to go. They called him the giant of the Senate. And I called him the giant douche of the Senate. But that's another thing. He was made to step down. There's a war at play. Let me tell you what's going on, so you guys will know it for the record. They have cleaned out Conyers. They've cleaned out Al Franken. They don't want to publish the list of people who are on, you know, who we've paid for sexual harassment. We've seen other people, Grijalva and a couple of others, that are on the left who've been paid off in funky ways, you know, strange kind of ways, $48,000 here, $27,000 here, whatever. They don't want to tell you. So the Democrats want to pretend, we're for women. Look at what we did. We cleaned up our house. And they're hoping that they can, you know, just get our minds off of it. They want all the big names gone. Now, they don't care about these other people. If there are any more big names, those guys have been put on notice. You're going to be gone. It's all seats that they can win. I thought Franken's seat might be up, but you know, from what I hear, he's going to be tough to beat. Not him, but to take it from the Democrats because they're so scandalous, we may not win that Senate seat. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I think everything's in play. I don't think we should be saying, oh, well, that's a hardcore, except for Congressional Black Caucus seats, because, you know, black leftists are they just vote for them no matter what. They love the scoundrels. But guys like Franken, Democrats can say, look, we don't like this. It wasn't the Republicans that ran him out. It was a cacophony of leftist women that ran him out. So we are not complicit in any way. But here's the game. They want us to say, okay, well, they cleaned house. And then they're going to accuse Donald Trump of more and more sexual problems from his past. And let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to make it up. They think that works. They're like, well, look, we got rid of Conyers. We got rid of Franken on innuendo alone. Now, here's what's funny about this strategy. Trust me, I'm telling you. Don't be shocked when you see new allegations come of Donald Trump. And look at what we did with Franken and Conyers. Don't you think the president should step down? If he doesn't step down, we need to impeach him. They're going to try this. Now, they've already tried it. They've tried Donald Trump in the court of public opinion. Remember when they trotted out his old girlfriend and then they fake news the story that she was upset with Trump and she came back on and said nothing could be further from the truth. Great relationship. Didn't work out. I'm married now with, you know, a new family, but I have nothing but good things and positive things to say. His wife, Ivana, they tried to bring her. She's mad at him. She's like, I'm far from that. We have a great relationship with our kids, blah, blah, blah. They tried all the Billy Bush, tape and all these other things to make Trump a misogynist. And now they're retreading. Trust me when I tell you, they will bring this back. They have nothing in Russia. But they notice something. They notice that Weinstein is down. Now, rightfully so, the guy was a lech. Trump's done nothing close, but that doesn't matter. Look, what did Franken do? I mean, other women are coming out of the woodwork, but when you really listen to what they say, that he tried to kiss me with an open mouth. How many drunk guys have done that to a woman? Holy Toledo. He, and the picture of him, you know, faking, I don't know if he had his hands on the girl's flag jacket, but he certainly didn't have them on her breast, because he had him, even if he were touching that flag jacket, he might have had him in the spot where her breast would go, but he was nowhere near her breast. He was completely wrapped up. You know, it's ridiculous. Joe Biden has done far more than Al Franken, and it's a matter of public record. Go look at Biden whispering in people's ear, like, hey, baby, what's going on? And he's cupping one leg while her husband is getting an award. Biden's got his hand on her breast. I mean, he's practically lifting him up like, hey, what kind of bar? What bra size are you wearing there, young lady? It's ridiculous. They want to come back and they want to get this man. And this is a ruse. I see through it. They think that's what's going to bring. It's brought down Weinstein. It's brought down Kevin Spacey. It's brought down Conyers. Now it's going to bring down Franken. And we're going to look like the party that's trying to, you know, change, save women. Because women need to be saved from these lecherous men.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.